Again, now, Jeff, I know you were out, and I think, I don't know what the proper term is, but you were the lead bike for the Edmonton Marathon. So you're riding the bike with the leaders of the marathon, and I looked at their time, like 2 hours and 20 minutes. Ridiculous. You've been around athletics a long time. What was your thoughts when you're riding your bike with those two running that fast for that long?
Well, it was a study in human performance, quite honestly, Gregor. Like, these two guys, David Mutai from Etobicoke and Kip Kangogo from Lethbridge, they were in front about 400 meters out, and they led the whole time. But they put distance on the pack so quickly, and they were like human springs. You know, they talk about athletes in writing, you know, that are like a little bit rigid, and when their feet hit the ground, like they're bounding, and both of these guys had that quality. So it was very entertaining to watch, and I was right there beside them the whole way. It was, and every time we'd break into a pack and we had to clear people out of the way because they were coming up on the field, you could hear everybody, like the accolades and how astonished they were at just how fast they could run and keep it up for so long. It was amazing, right?
Well, let's talk about everyone who ran that race, because obviously there's going to be some tired bodies and some pain. So, you know, exactly why do the muscles get so sore after this type of endurance event that we saw this past weekend?
Yeah, good question, Strudge. Well, imagine doing anything for 2 to 5 hours in duration. The sheer number of repetitions is stressful, and the muscles just get tired. They get sore. So that alone, they'd be sore after the race. But beyond that, you know, it's not just race day stress, but it's the 4 to 12 months of training prior to the race that also has an effect on muscle soreness. And then this post-race muscle pain is called delayed onset muscle soreness. And it's very common, and the pain is more specifically stems from the eccentric muscle stress. So when that muscle is lengthening when we're running, and there's more tension, and intense stress and tension than normal, the muscle gets sore. And combine that with the skeletal impact from pounding the pavement, the majority of people who participated this past weekend in the race, they're going to have some form of muscle pain.
And that's normal. Obviously, there's going to be some. So is there a way to speed up the healing process of sore muscles?
Well, interestingly, not, Gregor. You know, we're sold all kinds of therapies that apparently, you know, do that. But, you know, the only thing that really works is just it's time and it's rest. That's the only real treatment. And there's a whole lot of therapies that were sold that apparently will help speed things up. But it doesn't really speed anything up. It just helps to mask the symptoms. They make the pain more tolerable during healing. So I'll just give you a couple of quick examples. So, for example, you know, low-intensity aerobic activity like walking or cycling, I mean, that's going to elevate your body temperature and things will feel better, but it's not going to speed the healing process up. Then, you know, we're sold massage can help, and they talk about deep tissue massage. I would not have anybody do any deep tissue massage after a long race like a marathon. The tissues are already traumatized from the run, and they're trying to heal. If you do a really deep tissue massage, you're already antagonizing those traumatized fibers. So, you know, a gentle massage would be fine. It'll help with the symptoms, increase blood flow, but don't entertain a really deep tissue massage for at least 2 to 3 weeks. We hear a lot about ice baths. Ice baths, not necessary. It will, too, like, slow down the healing process because the cold temperatures promote vasoconstriction, and it inhibits the inflammatory cells from healing our damaged muscles. And then the Epsom salt bath, we've heard about this for years. It, too, not really necessary. The theory there is that the magnesium and the salt will flush waste product from the stressed muscle. The evidence there is weak. A nice warm bath will offer up the same result.
We're talking with Jeff Woods. This is Workout Wednesday. He's from Custom Fit, discussing what happens with marathoners post-runs, post-that great celebration making happen. So, you know, after we've put our body through this difficult time, and we do it on purpose, the stress of running a marathon, you know, how long should we wait before we think, you know what, I think I'm good to go again?
Right. Well, good question. And many want to get back out there, Strudge, because they fear they're going to lose their run fitness. But there'll be a slight drop off in your aerobic capacity within about 21 days. So it's really nothing to worry about. So if you're fearful you're going to lose your run fitness, don't be fearful. Give your body some rest. And it's important to understand that every physiological system is pushed to the limit when you're running a marathon. Runners will suffer weakened immune systems, so you're going to be more vulnerable maybe to a cold or something like that. And in conjunction, you've got weakened muscular strength as well. So you need probably, realistically, for the average runner, and I'm not talking about elite-level runners, but 3 to 4 weeks of rest before your training would resume. So for one's return to run strategy for the average person, you know, in the week after the marathon, the warm bath, the light massage, healthy food and fluid intake, and maybe walking every day stretch between 20 and 30 minutes, you know, that would be fine for like the couple of weeks after the marathon. And then maybe in week number 3, provided you've got no injuries from the marathon, you could introduce maybe, you know, 20 to 30 minute moderate intensity runs on alternate days in the third week, and just sort of play with that for a couple of weeks. And then, you know, in week number 4, if you've got a half marathon or some other race upcoming, you could probably start to train for that event at that time.
What about you having to bike with the runners? Are you okay? Did you need some recovery time?
Well, okay, I'm going to tell you guys something about that. You know, you're laughing, but we had to go out on Saturday morning. So, you know, like I rode down there. We did the 42K course to orientate. So I ended up doing probably about 60 kilometers on Saturday and then another 60 on Sunday. So, like, it was 120 kilometers. And you're right, Gregor. It wasn't, like, particularly stressful, but you're still, like, you're sitting in the saddle for, you know, a large number of hours and 120K. Like, my little butt was sore, pal. That's all I can tell you.
Well, that's all right. Feel free to do a few more squats, yeah. But that's good. Yeah. And by the way, you were only in the saddle for 2 hours because they only ran for 2 hours and 20 minutes on Sunday.
Well, I know, but you know, there was some dawdling around after, you know. And one thing I'm going to tell you guys, too, that was the most stressful. So after we went out and we did the east leg of the course, we come back and we're downtown past the Shaw Conference Center, and we go past like Race Central, and then we're coming up on about 2,500 people that had started the 5, the 10K and the half. And we're trying to guide, there's five of us on cycles, trying to guide the two elite runners through that crowd. We've got whistles and everything else, but everybody's got their earbuds in and they can't really hear us. So it was difficult to clear that many people out of the way so these guys had a clear path to maintain their blistering pace. So that was the challenge from where I sat, but it sure was interesting run. I enjoyed it very much, but it was a little bit of work through that period for sure.
I appreciate what you're saying, but you sound to me a little bit like the guy who drives the support car in the Tour de France and talks about how he's tired after driving for 4 or 5 hours in a car while these guys are biking behind. So excuse me if I don't have the sympathy that maybe you're looking for in the subject matter.
Well, that's stressful work too, Struts. Behind the wheel, driving hard. I mean, let's be honest.
What a warrior.
What a sacrifice. Go have an ice cold bath, and hopefully we feel better by next week.
All right, guys. Take care. We'll see you then.